At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, smoking meth and dressing like a superhero landed a Stockton man behind bars in Amador County. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, Monday evening, just before 9, a New York Ranch Road resident reported that an unknown male subject entered his home and began acting erratically. The wheelchair-bound senior citizen homeowner armed himself with a handgun and then convinced the intruder to leave. The homeowner told sheriff's dispatch that the man was about 40 years old and was wearing a red cape and black pants. When deputies arrived, they found Eric Wilden of Stockton wearing a red cape, stealing items from the homeowner's garage. After detaining Wilden, he admitted to smoking methamphetamine approximately 6 hours prior. He was arrested and booked into the Amador County Jail for burglary and for being under the influence of a controlled substance.
Well, more information released yesterday on a two-vehicle collision in Calaveras County. They claim the life of a woman from Iowa. According to San Andreas CHP, Saturday morning, 48-year-old Dennis Connors of Monroe, Georgia, driving a Dodge Ram truck northbound on 49 south of O'Connell Lane, while the second driver, a 50-year-old female from Iowa, was headed southbound in a Nissan Altima when the Dodge veered left, traveled directly into her lane. The vehicles hit head-on in the southbound lane. The force of the collision pushed the Nissan Altima onto the west roadway shoulder and caused the truck to overturn. Connors was transported from the scene via ambulance with minor injury. The second driver pronounced dead at the scene. CHP reports it's currently unknown if alcohol or drugs were a factor in the collision. No further details have been made available. The identity of the driver who lost her life currently being withheld pending notification of next of kin.
And from May 26th through June 2nd, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit served 4 unrelated search warrants for illegal marijuana cultivation in Calaveras County. On May 26th, a warrant was served off Joy Road in Mountain Ranch. Deputies seized 1,384 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $968,000. On May 27th, a search warrant was served off Whiskey Slide Road in Mountain Ranch. Deputies seized 1,428 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $999,000. This site had been subject to a previous search warrant in 2020, at which time 1,462 growing marijuana plants were eradicated. On June 2nd, a search warrant was served along South Railroad Flat Road and Railroad Flat. Deputies seized 1,234 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $863,000. This site had been subject to a previous search warrant in 2018, at which time 201 growing marijuana plants were eradicated. Additionally, this site was the scene of a triple homicide in 2015, which was motivated by illegal marijuana cultivation. Also on June 2nd, a search warrant was served at a location on Doster Road in McAlamy Hill. Deputies seized 12,043 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $870,000. This site had been subject to a previous search warrant in 2020, at which time 818 growing marijuana plants were eradicated. Evidence was collected at all 4 sites, and the investigation is ongoing. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870.
And ATCA, Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, starting a year-long community celebration commemorating their 40th anniversary and how the service has evolved and helped residents during that time. Over the coming year, ATCA will be hosting themed months with activities and events that will celebrate the people behind the programs that ATCA has provided to the community that continues to make an impact for thousands. Among the many services the group provides are Head Start and Early Head Start, energy conservation and utility assistance for low-income and disabled community members, shelter and housing services for those in need, food assistance, and community pantry support through the Atka Food Bank, youth development, substance abuse, and suicide prevention programs. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors will present a proclamation to Atka today, acknowledging and congratulating them for the agency's contributions to Amador County and its residents.
And Caltrans will be working on Highway 88 in Alpine County this week. One-way traffic control will be in effect at various locations. Crews will perform crack sealing operations from Red Lake Road to the beginning of the passing lane near Red Lake from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. today through Thursday, and from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. Crews will conduct bridge work between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. today and tomorrow on the West Fork Carson River Bridge on Highway 88 between Pickett's Junction and Woodford, and on Markleyville Creek on Highway 88 in Markleyville. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays at these locations and use alternate routes whenever possible.
And kick off the Amador County Fair this year at the annual Fair Foundation Barbecue Saturday, July 17th at the fairgrounds on Picnic Hill. The fun starts at 5:30 with dinner prepared by Farmhouse Barbecue, served around 6. Dinner includes award-winning pork ribs, sliced tri-tip, ranch beans, Serbian scallop potatoes, green salad, and garlic bread. Now, it's only $25 for adults, $12 for children 7 to 12, only $5 for kids 6 and under. No-host bar, fabulous dessert auction, and fun raffle all support Fair Foundation's mission. To purchase tickets and find out more about the Amador Fair Foundation, visit their website, amadorfairfoundation.com.
And smoke will be visible today and tomorrow near the northeastern portion of New Maloney's Reservoir in the Glory Hole Recreation Area. The Bureau of Reclamation, in partnership with CAL FIRE, will be burning off 100 acres. Now, the purpose is to reduce some noxious weeds, invasive plants, and other wildfire fuels. Now, the Department of Reclamation adds that smoke could drift across parts of Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Amador counties today. So residents near the immediate burn site encouraged to keep doors and windows closed. Again, that burn will take place in the New Maloney's area today and tomorrow. And again, smoke can be visible from parts of Calaveras, Tuolumne, and in Amador counties. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.